This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The coronavirus claimed 86 lives during a one-day period ending Saturday morning. It is the biggest single-day increase to date as the virus continues to take its toll in China and other parts of the world. Among the new fatalities are a U.S. citizen in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the outbreak. The embassy in Beijing said that the 60-year-old American died February 6th. Japanese citizen also reported to have died in Wuhan of viral pneumonia likely caused by the coronavirus. Meanwhile, when discussing several cruise ship quarantines in response to confirmed and suspected cases of the virus, Dr. Michael Ryan, head of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, says he understands the quarantines can be uncomfortable, but they ensure the coronavirus does not spread.
We're also working to ensure that those individuals who are left on the ships are able to get off as quickly as possible and just ensure the protocols and the algorithms can work and we don't end up with an unfortunate consequence of people having to stay too long in that situation.
The United States says it is offering up to $100 million to China and other countries affected by the virus to combat its spread as the death toll has surpassed 800. Security forces in Thailand say the man who went on a shooting rampage that resulted in the deaths of at least 20 people and wounding of dozens more has been killed. 8 hostages were also rescued. After the initial killing of 2 people, the 31-year-old, described as angry over a financial dispute, drove to a shopping mall and started firing on people there. After a long standoff, the shooter, who had hostages, was killed by security forces. Villagers brawled in ethnic clashes in a southern Kazakh district, with groups of men torching homes, overturning cars, and sending hundreds fleeing into neighboring Kyrgyzstan. At least 8 people have been killed as a result. This is VOA News.